Growing up in our families is a huge source of happiness. I'm grateful today that I've learned that if I want to be happy, and almost all of us do want to be happy, not everyone, maybe someone wants to be miserable, but I've learned for myself, I want to be happy. What I aim at is being present for the people in my life. I've found for me, helping out and being of service in my family, when I do that, I find massive happiness that unlocks. Same thing also with my friends, same thing in my community with my Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and with anyone I run across in a store, a parking lot, wherever I'm at. That is another chance to serve, to carry a message of love, hope, and faith, to be nice, to love and accept someone as they are. That doesn't mean I just let people do whatever they want. It means I really see other people as a human being. I'm grateful today to have my son here. I'm helping him nap this morning. And guess what? I feel spectacular about myself because of it. It's wonderful. As my wife gets to sleep in a bit this morning after she woke up with him at 4 in the morning, I woke up at 5 in the morning and we communicate via text message because we're in different bedrooms. I get the carrier here, throw our son in it. She gets to sleep. I get to record my podcast, which is also on Facebook and YouTube and on my blog as well as on a podcast. And guess what? I get to feel great about myself for doing that. I found on days where I do enough as a dad and where I try and carry a message online and where I go to my AA meeting and listen and love people struggling with alcoholism. And when I'm available to love and appreciate whoever comes across my path, and then I eat right and get enough sleep, then it's easy to be happy. By contrast, I've found by testing it out lots of times, if I'm constantly asking, what do I want? And I'm thinking all the time about what I would like to do, I find happiness is extremely elusive. The best I get is a little bit of a high, a little bit of a thrill, kind of like going down a roller coaster ride. What I get from showing up as a husband, a father, a friend, a family member, a community member, an AA member, I get happiness that is everlasting. And whenever something else comes into play, sadness, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, then that's my opportunity to learn. I see that when I'm fulfilling all of my responsibilities, things that I've agreed to do, like be a husband, a father, an AA member, entrepreneur online, when I'm filling the responsibilities on the things that I've agreed to do, then if there's something other than happiness, there's an opportunity there for me to learn and grow. And therefore, whenever I do get down, whenever I do get whatever negative thing you want to throw in there, what I do is I say, God, help me. What do I learn out of this? I often find that's an opportunity to open my mind a little bit, to see something in a new way, to make a little bit of an adjustment to my life, to be grateful for what I have, to think about what else I could have that's different. And when I do that, then I'm guided to make small changes that allow me to keep being happy and to keep enjoying my life each day and to keep fulfilling my responsibilities. I've noticed on some of the days where my life is out of balance, happiness is also elusive. For example, if I err on the side of doing too much online, if I try and just stay in my shed all day, record a course, play some video games, and then I'm trying to do all these things on my website and whatever else I'm doing, if I'm not there for my family enough that day and I'm not thinking of them, then it's harder on those days for me to be happy. Our task in life is to balance, to try and do everything in the right proportion. I find that I see a lot of people in the world who, from my point of view, are working too much, then are struggling consistently with all these issues, frustrated and unhappy. From me, from my point of view, it looks like a simple solution. Cut back on work and or change jobs if you can't cut back on work. It's obvious from my point of view that they're working too much, stressing themselves out, because I know what that looks like in myself. If I put too much of an emphasis on work, no matter what the reason, there's lots of opportunities for me to hustle, for me to show up more, and I can make more money. Laura, my wife and I, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt between student loans and our house. Yes, there's good incentive for me to make as much money as possible. And yes, if I show up in my studio more and help out with the kids less, then I might in the short term make more money. Same thing with my AA meetings. I spend on average an hour or so a day going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. And sure, that's 7 hours a week. If I spent just maybe a few more of those hours in my business and I started doing things like accepting clients and say I took 3 hours of clients, I can make hundreds, maybe even thousands more dollars a week serving clients instead of going to AA meetings. But guess what? If I slip up and get drunk because I was serving clients and not paying attention to my sobriety, then I'm looking at losing everything in my life. Now, it'd be pretty stupid to try and risk losing everything in my life and forgetting what's important to try and make a few hundred extra dollars a week or even a few thousand extra a week. I find that the money I can make is a secondary thing compared to my primary responsibilities. I get a lot of joy out of helping out with my son here. He's sleeping this morning. I get a lot of joy out of helping out with him. And I'm grateful to have this message to share with you. And I share it while I've got him today because, you know, that to me is most powerful. I've got him right here in the carrier and we've done lots of videos together. And some people, I've seen a lot of comments, well, why are you dressed like this? Why do you have your baby in there? Because that's real. That's my life. I'm not trying to present you something here other than what I am. This is my life. And while lots of mornings I'm in the baby carrier with him and I don't do videos, I just focus on doing things that need to be done without making a video. Today it felt right. I trust in inspiration to say, look, show up as you are, tell people what you're doing and share how that might be useful for them in terms of being happy. Often, if you want to be happy, it's often a very small change away. It could be cutting back 10 hours a week at work, spending that time volunteering or in your community or with your family. That little tiny change. And well, Jerry, I can't cut back 10 hours at work. Well, are you happy with the results of your life? Are you happy feeling how you feel every day? Then go for it. I'm happy feeling how I feel every day. And I've learned that by being unhappy with my choices on lots of other days. On so many days, I've chose to work too much. And I know as soon as I start getting unhappy, I've pushed the boundaries on one of my limits or responsibilities. If I work too little, I get the same result. If I just want to hang out with my family all day and ignore all the people online that I've worked so hard to get following me who enjoy listening and watching and reading what I create, if I ignore you, then I get the same result. I all of a sudden start feeling a little dissatisfied. When I'm contributing to my life and my life is in balance, I feel happy. When something is out of balance, I start not feeling happy. And a lot of us want to take the someone else way out. Well, if my wife wasn't doing that, or if my husband, or if my job, or if my... Now, this is your life. It's not someone else's fault if you're not happy. Now, sure, there's lots of things that can happen, but it's up to us how we look at it and respond to it. I have a friend. She just lost her friend, I think, yesterday. I think he just passed at the hospital. And yes, there's grief, there's loss, there's change. There's things she didn't do that. Although she did have the choice to be his friend. She chose to be his friend. She chose to love him, and that choice doesn't have to end simply because the body's not there, as I've experienced with my father. And even back to birth, I chose my parents. Now, I could believe that I didn't choose my parents and I was the victim of their irresponsible behavior. But which one's helpful for me today? It's helpful, and it feels true to me that I chose my parents, that I chose this life as it is. From that point of view, I'm responsible for my decisions. And if I'm unhappy, it's up to me to do something about it. It's not up to me to have somebody prescribe me something. It's not up to everyone else to do something different so that I can be happy with my life. It's up to me to make decisions that I'm happy with. And that today is a message I hope is really useful for you in your life. Thank you very much for watching this on Facebook or YouTube or listening to it on my podcast or reading it when it comes out as a blog post. I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for helping me build the life of my dreams today. And I imagine this is a part of you building the life of your dreams. I'm grateful to carry this message to you. Thank you. Now, I imagine you'll have a wonderful day today. Now that you've got my great words of wisdom here.